Paul, would I be right in thinking that you weren't just encouraged by the performance the other night, very good though it was, but also there were quite a lot of guts shown in that game, considering that you were a goal down and time was running out. For all that you were playing well, it's a bit of a test of the mind as much as anything else.
Yeah, but I think that comes from the players. I think the belief that they've got in themselves, and as I said to you before, they knew they'd been playing well. They just had to convert the chances that were coming their way, and Tuesday night it was an incredible amount of chances, incredible amount of penalty box entries. So and the way we dominated the game, we just had to finish the good work off, and I think the level was really, really high.
It was. I was just interested thinking about going home, having got the goal with 5 minutes to go. I wonder if it crossed your mind at that point to think, well, that's all right, we'll take that and hold on to it, given you've had some late goals going against you this season. Or was the thing kind of just freewheeling by then, because the team were playing so well by then?
I think that was it. I think they were on the momentum there in the... you look at the attacking, Cavalero coming on, we changed his position. Obviously, Nord ran himself into the ground. I think Costa was getting back to his best. I think Wyman's been unbelievable since he's been here. And Ben coming on provided a terrific cross for the goal. So the attacking players were... Morgan even came on with so much attacking options, but sometimes that can leave you open at the other end. But they were playing well and they're full of confidence, so you let them go and play and be free.
Cavalera coming back is obviously a big lift for you. And you said the other night, you just said there, you were looking to put him in a slightly new role.
Well, yeah, I think Cavalera's one of your lads. I think if you take away his defensive duties, I think you'll get the best out of him. And he definitely changed the game when he came on. I mean, he was terrific in there. And I know he's just back from being a month or so out, but I thought his contribution was telling. I thought his cross for Helder was outstanding, and it's a brilliant goal.
You're spoiled for choice then all of a sudden, aren't you?
You'd rather have it than not.
Oh, sure.
You know, especially the way I play with the front lads, doing an incredible lot of work, because they're the catalyst of the press and the catalyst of legs getting around the pitch. And I thought Dave Edwards, mileage that he covers on the game's incredible. And he actually wins a tackle in the middle of the pitch for the second goal. So his energy levels are important to us, but the attacking lads are vital to the way we play.
You've had a run of games in quite short order. There's one more to come. After that, I know there'll be one or two away with international things and whatever else, but that will be quite a timely break for you before the final burst. And for the players, they will need that, some of them, I imagine.
Yeah, I think so. I think the break comes at a nice time. I think the national break is a good thing for them. Some will go with the national teams, and some will get a little break, which we probably need as well. I think it's important for them to regroup. But if we can get something from this game, then you get into the national break in a good way. So, the break is a welcome thing.
And it would be a great game to get something from, because obviously Fulham have gone very well, especially in the second part of the season. The game you had against them at Molineux earlier in the year was... that wanted to turn a few hairs grey. I suppose there were a lot of fascinating things in that. That was a game that really sort of freewheeled life of its own.
I think the game was... would there be another game like it in the Championship? I'm not so sure.
Not many.
And I think we went down 3-1, and then for me, they're the best football team in the league. I think they're the best footballing team, the way they play. And maybe there's a little bit of pressure on them at home because of their home crowd, but they're a really good football side. And I think the game at our place was an incredible game. 4-each was bizarre. Two teams attacking, and that's the way we play, and that's the way they play. So I don't visualise anything different from the two teams attacking on Saturday. But you're right, it's not great when you're conceding 4 goals.
No, but that I wonder if, I mean, as you talked a few moments ago, all these attacking players looking so good as they did on Tuesday, with the pressure on Fulham needing to come out and play, as they'll need to go for it on Saturday a bit in all their home games now, that might open it up again for you. Your guys might enjoy that.
Well, the games that we've performed is when teams have came and gave us a game and come out and play us, and then we can start to try and do our own thing. So, but as I said, my opinion, they're the best footballing team I've seen in the league. Albeit they're not obviously in the top two, but they're just outside it, and it's a difficult game.
In terms of fitness, obviously tiredness is a factor, and you'll check on that. You had to make one or two changes the other night that were enforced. You were telling us. I mean, how are all the fitness things looking now?
I'll have a look at Ben this morning with his dead leg, and that's why I'd left him out, because Ben's probably been over the last few weeks one of the best players we've had. So we need to have a look at him. Everybody else, apart from Richard Stearman, who can't play obviously due to being Phelan's players, everybody else is fine. So we'll have a look at it, and the turnaround is pretty short. So I'll have a look and decide.
You've had quite a few alterations in the defensive line just lately. I think Barton, Williamson have more or less interchanged one out. Sometimes people say, the one part of your team you absolutely have to have settled is a back four. But you're obviously been happy with that, to rotate experienced players like that.
No, I have, and it's never been a problem. No. Because I view it as if one of the lads gets injured for a long time and another one's not up to speed right away, then it could take 2 or 3 weeks to get them up to speed. So they have to be ready, match fit, to come in. And I expect, as I said before, I don't view anybody any less or any more than each other. We're a team, and that's where you're together, no matter who plays and who doesn't. Everybody's the same, equal, and if they keep that togetherness, then they'll be totally fine.